Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, we get into the Gospels, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And a lot of times, you got one of two things with Jesus. You got Jesus who says, this is what I'm saying and this is what I mean. And then you have Jesus who says, this is what I'm saying. Let me explain to you what I mean, because what I'm saying isn't really making sense. Like, those are really the only two ways that he teaches. So basically, he's like a history teacher who says this is what it is, and then a math teacher who says this is an imaginary number. Learn about it. I said what I said. I picked imaginary numbers. I didn't go algebra. Algebra is necessary. All right. So anyway, tonight is one of those where Jesus is pretty much straightforward saying what he's saying. So we're going to get into this. This is one that a lot of y'all have heard before, and if not, it's awesome. So let's listen here. So Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Everyone, now we talked last time, we saw the word therefore at the beginning. Is the word therefore at the beginning of this one? No, this one's everyone. So Jesus is talking to who this time? Everyone. He's talking about everyone. Hey, do me a favor. Everyone that has one of these, hold it up. Because I'm talking about everyone, right? Everyone who has one of these, hold it up. 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 Turn it off. Get it out of your hands and quit playing with it. Bring a real Bible, okay? Now, I saved some of you because some of my adults were like heat-seeking missiles fixing to come get y'all. So, put your phone away, please and thank you. All right, so Matthew 7, 24 through 27, here we go. Everyone, talking to everyone, then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. So quick recap. I don't think we need this, but I'm going to do it anyway. There's two people in this. There's a wise man and a foolish man. For the wise man, floods came, wind blew, house was beaten. Did the house fall? No. For the foolish man, house is built on sand. Did the floods come? Did the wind blow? Was the house beaten? Did the house fall? Yes. So let's recap. Did the floods come to both houses? Did the winds hit both houses? Were both houses beaten? Did both houses stand? Is it anything at all to do with the house? No. It's about the what? The foundation. The difference is not the house. And we read this, and we go, oh, I'm building my house on the rock. But we say that, and then we immediately fixate on, I am building my house. And I'm going to build. I'm going to build my life. I'm going to build my lifestyle. I'm going to build my choices. I'm going to build my determination. I'm going to build my holiness, my righteousness. I'm going to build my friend group. I'm going to build. I'm going to build. I'm going to build. I'm going to build. And we get so caught up and so fixated and so focused on, what am I building? Because that's what matters. I got to build a strong house so the wind comes, I don't crack. I got to build a big house. I got to build a strong house. I got to build a secure house. I got to build a perfect house. I got to build a house that can endure. I got to have a basement for bad storms. I got to have my house is lifted so like floods don't get it. Like I've got to be like so secure. I've got to build my house. What does Jesus say? Not a thing about the houses. He focuses on where the house is built. The difference is not the house. The difference is not the circumstances. Jesus doesn't say, if you build your house this way, the wind will go around your house. If you build your house this way, the floods will just stop. They just won't come to your house. Never says that. Jesus, in no part of this, says, if you build your house a certain way, things won't happen. In fact, what he says is, all the bad stuff's going to happen to both houses. The difference is not the house, it's not the circumstances, because number one, big thing tonight, life is going to happen. Some of you are young and inexperienced. You've not experienced life yet. You just haven't. You haven't had to live through anything super tragic, and I'm very thankful for that. This is not a knock on you. Like, I'm so glad some of you are still living in, like, the world is a happy place. Some of you for a really long time already have had to been dealing with loss and with pain and with some stuff that I wish you had never had to deal with. You've experienced life at a lot younger age than some other people. Regardless of what you've experienced so far, regardless of what you're experiencing right now, I'm going to tell you, every single person in this room is going to experience just life. Life is going to happen. You are all going to experience pain and sadness and sorrow. You're going to happen. There's going to be sunshine and good days for all of you. It's 100% guaranteed. You will all have sunshine and good days, but you are also going to have storms and sorrow, every single one of you. And this passage is not one of those that says, look at your life, and if it's storming, something's wrong. What it says is, in your life, storms are going to happen. Period. And if you've ever been to a church that has told you that if you just believe enough, or if you just have enough faith, or if you just pray enough, or give enough, or do enough, God's going to bless you, and your life's just going to be so great. That is crap straight from the devil. That is a lie. That is an absolute pit of trash, and I will die on that hill. That is so anti what Jesus himself taught, what Jesus said. And then anybody, it's one of the first verses in James, which is the half-brother of Jesus. He says, consider it pure joy when you what? Remember from James? Consider it pure joy when you face suffering, trials of many kinds. Like, the half-brother of Jesus and Jesus himself both say, life's going to suck sometimes. It's going to be hard. You're going to have to bury people. You're going to lose people. People are going to betray you, lie to you. You're going to get physically hurt, emotionally hurt, mentally hurt. You're going to get lied about, lied to. You're going to lose people. Bad things are going to happen to all of us, regardless of our faith. That is not what this passage is. And if anyone wants to twist this mess and say that you need to just build your house on Jesus and it'll be fine, they're a liar. Jesus himself says the storms are going to come. We will all face all that life has to offer. We live in a fallen and broken world, full of fallen and broken people. And because of that, life is going to happen. Do not name names, but how many of you have been lied to in the last 2 weeks? Hey, evidence that we're in a fallen and broken world. How many of you have had an attitude with somebody in your family in the last 2 weeks? Chesney Pritchett. Girl, you just get so much attitude in not raising your hand. That was even better. Okay, that was fantastic. How many of you have not spoken to a teacher in a way that you probably should have in the last 2 weeks? Let's amplify this. To or about. How many of y'all have talked to a teacher or about a teacher in a way that you probably shouldn't have in the last 2 weeks? As every one of my teacher people, except for Heather, even Emily threw her hand up. Emily was like, maybe. Okay. All right. Listen. We are fallen, broken people, surrounded by fallen, broken people, living in a fallen and broken world. If we expect the world to make sense, shame on us, it's not going to. We need to understand that bad things are going to happen and it doesn't always make sense. You can ask all day long, why did this happen? Why did that happen? You're not going to like the answer. It's because we live in a fallen and broken world, so bad crap happens. That's just what happens. There was a perfect creation and it got messed up by sin. And in the aftermath of us messing up the world, we treat each other poorly, and the earth treats us poorly, and we treat the earth poorly, right? Like, it's just this circle of nobody doing what they're supposed to do. We are stuck in this pit until one day that we're not. We live in a fallen, broken world full of fallen, broken people, and just life is going to happen. That's just how it is. So number one, difference is not about the house. Life is going to happen, period. But here it is. Number two, wait, no. Yeah, number two, sorry, double down on this. It's not about the house. And I want to explain that a little bit more. Like, we say it's not about the house. Okay, what does that actually mean? Well, Jesus doesn't say that the wise build a certain type and the foolish build a certain type, and that's what it is. He doesn't say that the wise build at this speed and quality, the foolish build at this speed and quality, and that's what it is. He doesn't give explanations and say that, Callan built his house this way, that's why it stood. You know, and Dalton built his house this way, and that's why it fell. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say you built your house wide instead of tall, or you built it slow and steady versus fast, or you built it. We can start getting Jody up here to start talking about like specifics of house building and like, well, this is the best way, this is the most efficient way, this is the safest, most secure. Like, we can do that. Jesus doesn't care. He doesn't mention the floor, the walls, the ceiling, the infrastructure, what kind of wood you used. He doesn't mention any of that. It's not about the house. And in our lives, what does that mean? Does going to church every time the doors are open make a difference for the kind of life you're going to experience? Now, the life that you live, yes. Like, the more you're in fellowship with God's people, you should live differently. But the way life is going to treat you, does it change because you're faithful in church? Does it change because you memorize the entire Bible? Does it change because you are this like perfect servant that always... No, like, it doesn't matter what you do or don't do. It's not going to change what life does to you. But we grade ourselves on, how am I feeling today? Well, my life is going as good as today is going. And since life was really hard on me today, everything's just bad. What life is doing to me does not dictate what my faith is. How life is treating me does not decide if I'm close or far from Jesus. So when we say that, like, our house is not what matters, what I'm saying is everything that's about you, it matters, but not in this context. Whether your house stands and falls is not about how hard you work or how much you work or the quality of your work. For some of you, that is terrifying because you are control freaks like me, and you are just let me do it myself like me, and you don't trust anybody like me. And so for me to tell you, it's not about how you live, it's not about how you build, it's not about the work you do, is scary for you. It was terrifying for me. But let me try to flip it around and encourage you. There is somebody who is the master craftsman of all of everything. And he says, I want to be the one that builds your house. I don't care how good a builder you are. If the guy who invented building things wants to build my house, I'm going to let him. If the guy who decided this is going to be an atom and this is a molecule and this is gravity and this is how we get to all these things, if the guy who wants to create literally like, how many of y'all have studied the human vertebrae, right? Like, how many different like nerves there are and how it's all connected and how like your spine is like connected to everything in your body. Like, God just, he just designed that. He just said, this is how it's going to work. That's crazy. That doesn't make sense. And if that guy wants to build my house, I'm going to let him. So this isn't him saying, hey, what you're doing doesn't matter. What he's saying is what I can do is better. Let me build. But even in the building itself, it's not about the house. Because big point three, the last thing, focus point here, it's the foundation that matters. We already talked about this. For the wise man and for the fool, did the wind blow? Did the floods come? So both houses got hit the same. I mean, they could be built the exact same. You could have, you know, Jody could build us two houses, identical. He could literally do each step, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And he could just do the whole thing, identical houses. Doesn't matter about the house. The difference was the foundation. The only difference between the house that stood and the house that fell was the foundation that it was built on. And so for us, and I'm repeating myself because I need you to hear this, you can build the greatest house ever. You can spend 90 years doing everything that you think you're supposed to do as a Christian. What do church people do? Well, I'm going to do it. And you can live your entire life from being born and dropped off in the nursery as a two-week-old until the day you die doing every Christian thing imaginable and your house fall the second that a storm hits it. It doesn't matter how much it looks right. It doesn't matter how well you follow the blueprint. It doesn't matter any of that at all if you build on the wrong foundation. The foundation is what matters. You can plan and prepare for every single problem. You can work tirelessly. You can do all this. But if your foundation gives way, the house is going to fall. And what's going to happen is one day the storm is going to hit. And if your house is on anything other than the rock, the foundation itself is going to give way. And it doesn't matter how your house was built, it's going to fall. Because it's not about the house. It's about the foundation. And the foundation is the rock. That's it. And notice he said the rock. Not a rock. He said the rock. See, the fool builds on sand. What is building on sand? Building on sand is, I'm going to build it my way. Building on sand is saying, I got this. I can handle this. I got this. I know what to do. And maybe that's not arrogance. For me, it's not arrogance. For me, it's my trust issues. Like, I have to. It's my responsibility to build this. It's my job to build this. I have to do this. For some people, it's arrogance of, like, I know what I'm doing. I got this. Regardless of that, you building your way, you building in your own confidence, you saying, look, I'll figure it out. Like, I will build to endure. I will build for whatever comes my way. Like, I'll be prepared. I will think through every possible problem and I'll prepare for it. That's building on sand. Because what you're relying on is literally anything you can think of other than Christ, other than the rock. The wise person, however, builds on the rock. The wise person doesn't say, I'm going to build my way. It says, I'm going to build his way. I'm going to build the way of Christ. It says, it doesn't say that I got this. It says, I know Christ has got this. The wise person says, I'm going to rely on the immovable and the unfailing one to endure, not myself. And so, Jesus is pretty straightforward here. Are all houses going to face a storm? Are we all building a house? Yeah, because the house is our life. And are all of our lives going to face a storm? Yeah. And is the storm going to be bad enough to destroy any house that you build? Absolutely. The difference is not the house. It's not the way you build. It's not the way you were raised, not the way that you work. The difference is, what is your life built on? What is the center of it all? What is what's holding it all up? If you've been to the beach and you build a sandcastle, you try to build something by the beach, what are you constantly having to be aware of coming in and out? The waves, the tide. Because when you build on the sand and things fall, are they safe and secure? No, when things fall, they can very quickly get what? Swept away. But we go build on the rock. I'm not talking go find a pebble and put it on the ground. I'm talking like built into the earth, dug in rock. Something that is secure. Something that has been here longer than we have. Are the waves going to sweep that away? See, even if it falls, it's falling on something secure. Because I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, if you think that you're building a house that's never going to fall, I have really bad news for you. Life is about constantly rebuilding. Life is about you constantly having to update, repair, rebuild. That's just what life is. You go ask any of our adults. Every time we think we get one room straightened out and move on to the next room, we got to come back over to this room because something went wrong. That's just how life is. If you think it's just a season of life and you're going to get past it one day, sorry, let me be the one that rips off that Band-Aid. Here's bad news. No. Life is constant rebuild, repair, update. It's just what it is. Because we live in a fallen, broken world, and we are fallen, broken people. It's surrounded by fallen, broken people. And so just bad stuff's just going to happen. There's going to be a new hole in the wall. There's going to be a new leak. There's going to be a new problem somewhere all the time. This is how it's going to work. And so if you think that you're just going to build and it's never going to fall, you're wrong. When you build, it is going to fall. So what's your foundation? Because if it's the sand and stuff falls, what happens is it gets swept away, and what are you left with? Nothing. You build your house on the rock and it falls. It's held by the rock. And it's safe and it's secure. So, it's a really simple question tonight. What are we building our houses on? Because I think a lot of people can look like they're building the house. But just be honest with yourself. I mean, be honest with me. I don't care. Be honest with yourself. Like, what are you actually, what are you built on? When your house begins to fall, are you safe and secure because you're built on the rock that is immovable, unchangeable, all-knowing? Or are you built on the sand and it is constantly being swept away by the waves and the wind? So it's a hard question to kind of ask yourself and reflect on, but it's a really easy solution here, because the same guy who tells us how to build is the same guy who says, listen, I've done the work. He's the same guy who says, I've done what's necessary. He's the same guy who says, you can't do this, but I've already done it. The same guy who says the wise person listens to me and builds on the rock and the fool builds in the sand is the same one that says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and says, I'm going to die on the cross for your sins. I'm going to make a way where you had no way. I'm going to be your hope when you have no hope. You're a fallen, broken person in a fallen, broken world. I'm a perfect Savior. His name is Jesus. It's the same guy who tells us about the rock and the sand is the same guy who says, I have an answer and a solution for you. You want to build your house on the rock? That's me. I'm it. I'm the rock. You put your faith and trust in Christ, and you begin to work with Him. The master builder of all things is the one who starts to put your house together with you. And so, I want to pray for us. I want to get us out of here. But I want to tell you right now that if you've got any questions, if you're unsure of where your house is built, or if you know your house is built on the sand, I'd love to talk to you. I've got adults in this room that love to talk to you, because the difference between the wise person and the fool person is not what you're going to go through. So what's your foundation? What are you built on? And is there security in that? And I know that I have eternal security, and I know for a fact some of you in this room don't. And it's not that there's judgment in there. There is heartbreak in there. I am concerned because I know what I have and the security that I have, and I wish all of you had the same. And so I want to pray for us, and if you got any questions, please feel free to come talk to me or any one of the adults. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Lord, thank you for being clear. God, thank you for giving us or just a really, really simple and straightforward teaching. God, we need to be building our lives on you and not on anything else. God, not on our accomplishments, not on our abilities, not on our family, not on our relationships, not on our plans, not on anything. God, we need to be building our entire life with you, in you, for you. God, you are the one who puts it all together. You are the one that holds it all up. And anything that is not in you is less than, and it's not secure, and it is not safe, and one day it will be swept away. So, Lord, I pray that tonight you would be encouraging and calling people to you, God, to salvation, that they would leave the sand behind, and they'd come to you. They'd come with their broken pieces and the holes in the walls, and they'd say, this is all I got, and give it to you, and then watch what you do with it. We love you. Pray those things in your holy name. Amen.